This is a really, really great verse. You know, not the verse, but verses that we have today. Very, very inspiring and wonderful. We're at a time when we usually talk about freedom, you know, in our country and celebrating that. But the real freedom that we celebrate as Christians comes from Jesus, right? In those verses that were read today, if you want to read those again, we're going to be looking at chapter 5 of Galatians. And there's a couple of verses there, but there are many more that are very inspiring in the book of Galatians. There are so many that will jump out at you and remind you of their meaning in our lives and that God wrote those for us. But we're going to concentrate on two of them today and an extra part that is included in chapter 5 that is also so important for us. So Paul is writing to the Galatians, and when he writes the people there, he's saying something like this: I can't believe how quickly you have left your faith in Jesus Christ to go back to living under the law and all of the constraints. In fact, you're enslaved to it. Being enslaved to it. That's a very, very strong way of putting it, right? But it sets up what Jesus actually does, and that's what he's saying here. You are going backwards, and you're going back to your old ways, to the old covenant, which is you're saved by works, right? You do works, you do good works, you follow the law, and you gain a good relationship with God, right? And that's what happened here. There were Jewish people who were legalists, and they saw these Christians who were now worshiping Jesus, and they stopped being circumcised. You know, they didn't follow the laws that all the traditions followed and things like that. And so they went to these Christians, and they said, you're doing the wrong thing. You have to leave that, and you have to go back, and you have to follow these ways. And Paul is just beside himself. He's like, what are you doing? I can't believe how quickly you could just abandon all of this grace and love from Jesus that you've learned, that he died on the cross for your sins. And now you want to go back and you want to just feel like, okay, now we're just going to live by the law. There was also a lot of pressure at that time, right? There was a lot of pressure and persecution for people who were the first Christians. And so they caved in to those pressures and all the things that people were saying to them and accusing them of. So Paul came and he wrote this really, really strong word to the Galatians. But in the midst of all of his exhortation to call them to come to their senses, he says this: for freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Why do you want to go back and become slaves in that kind of a way? So freedom really takes that kind of gives us that kind of a picture, right? In a very real way. Slaves under yoke, no freedom at all. And then you're set free by the grace of God, and you're free from this slavery to the old ways. And that's what happens to us as human beings today in our church when we may not have Jewish people in this church. We had some, and we actually have had Jewish people who have become Christians worship with us, and we welcome Jewish people to join us in church. But we here today recognize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and that is his grace, God's grace, that sets us free. Just like Alfred said, to the enslavement to sin, we're set free. Do you feel that way? That's exactly what it means to be a Christian. You were once a slave to sin, but now through Christ, you're set free. And how? He took the sins of the world upon himself on the cross so that we would be set free. Do you feel free? We need to feel free from those things, right? We want to rejoice. That's why we rejoice. We have been set free, taken out of prison, given new life, all these things. And that is what we want to do today. Most of all is to praise God and appreciate what he has done for us through Jesus Christ. We want to be Christians that rejoice and appreciate what God has done for us. So Paul is talking to them in this way. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore. Don't submit again to a yoke of slavery. And he goes on from there. And then we have also verse 13, which says, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. And so when we're set free, we can be enslaved to loving one another. Right? If you're going to be enslaved, then be enslaved to that. And that doesn't sound like a heavy load, does it? That sounds like something very and very inviting. Serve one another. Be enslaved to that. That is what we are about now, right? With our lives. We give to one another. We do things for one another in this way, right? So I want to talk about these three points that are in this scripture, and then I want to use three applications today, okay, to help us to be able to understand how this can speak to us. Okay. So first of all, we have, as I've already said, it's the law that they were enslaved to. They had left their belief in Christ, and they went back and started to practice the things that the Jewish people had done in the Old Test, in the Old Covenant. And so he's saying, Christ has set you free from that. He set you free for a purpose. You're not to live that way anymore. You're not to think, I can go to heaven by doing good things for people. He doesn't say you don't do good things for people. There is a place for that, a big time. But the means of our salvation is through Christ alone. It's not by doing good works. And there are a lot of people around that believe if I'm a good person, if I do good things, then that's going to get me into good favor with God. But what the Bible teaches is that we need to be saved from our sins. We gain our salvation only through Christ. And that means that we believe in him, we repent of our sins, and we follow him. And that is what Christians do. And that is the new covenant that is based on grace through faith. Not by doing good works. We don't gain our salvation that way. Okay? So he is saying that you want to stand firm and don't submit to those people that are putting pressure on you to go back. Okay? Now in our own lives, we can also go backwards, can't we? Right? We're going along in our walk with God and we're walking and we're doing the things that we feel are really good for us, and maybe you're a new Christian and you're excited about it. And then as you go on in life, there are pressures from the past and the things that come into your life from your old ways, and they sneak up on you, and you start to think, you know, maybe I can do that again. And Jesus is saying, you don't want to do that. Right? That's the other element here. He says, you're called to freedom. Paul is saying, you're called to freedom, so don't misuse your freedom for self-indulgence. Don't misuse your freedom. Don't take advantage of the fact that you've been given this grace and you've been given this freedom to go and do whatever you want. Right? It's to live a life. Instead of that, we live a life for Christ, and we choose the things that are in Christ so that we remain in Christ, and then we bear fruit through the Holy Spirit. Okay? So that is our focus. We don't want to go back to the old ways. We stand firm and we don't submit to the things that put a pressure on us. But secondly, we don't misuse our freedom for self-indulgence. Rather, we are to serve others. Right? I listened to a really great talk by this guy named Gene Getz. We read a book by him. Do you remember the book that talked about building one another up? We did that in life prep many years ago. It was all about building up. Build one another up. Encourage one another. And he wrote that book. But he was talking about these things, you know, and saying it's really focused on when you're not When you're living in the Old Testament way and you're trying to gain works, you know, to please God so you want salvation through that, then it's very self-centered. You're doing things, but your intention is to be rewarded by God so that you are one with Him through those works. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to love Jesus, receive the free grace, and serve others. So He took care of all of the the salvation part. It's all done by Him. We only need to believe in Him. And then we focus in on receiving that love and loving other people and serving other people. So it's not a self-indulgence. It's a serving God, serving others, loving others, right? He even goes on to say in the verse after that, that we are to love our neighbors, and that is the law. So in this way, the law has its proper position, right? To love your neighbor as yourself comes when we receive the grace of Jesus, say we are Christians, He has paid the price for our sins, and now we belong to Him, and we reach out and start to serve other people, especially in the church. We're supposed to be serving one another in the church. And then also we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Great stuff, right? Isn't that a great task, right? To be something to be enslaved to? That's my position in life. That's my worldview. I am a person who is saved by grace through faith, and now I serve Jesus and I serve other people. And my position here in life is focused on loving God and loving my neighbor as myself. So we get out of ourselves and we love other people. It's a really, really wonderful kingdom we're in, where people serve each other and they serve God and they love one another and they go out of their way to do things for others and saying, no, I don't want to do that for myself. I want you to have that. I want you to have this gift. I want you to have that in your life. So let me just help you. What can I do for you, right? It's wonderful. Now, the other part to this comes later, and we didn't read this today, but it was in the lectionary this week, in the readings this week, and it talks about the Spirit. He says in verse 16, he says, I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You're having trouble with your life and you're not doing the things that you want to be doing in Christ. If you're having trouble with temptations, walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into us, enters into a person who believes and has faith in Jesus Christ. And we are to walk in the Spirit, Paul says. And then he says, let the Spirit guide you in life. Not the flesh. He talks about the flesh as the old way, right? The old kind of things that we used to do before we knew Christ. And so as we go through our lives, God guides us and helps us to leave those things. Okay? So we were talking about a door today. I'd like to bring up the image of a door in a different way. Okay? We were talking about Jesus knocking on the door, right? And if you open the door, He'll come in. There's another door that I feel that God gave to us today. And it's a door that we shut to our old ways. Now think about something that you may be struggling with in your life. And you see a door, and the door is open, and that is still having its access to you. Those things that are hard to refrain from doing, the things, those sinful ways, the things that tempt you to do wrong. And you say, gonk, it's shut. And then you take a key to that door, because you could just go over and open it up again, and you take that key and you put it in the lock and you lock that door, and then you take that key and you throw it into the ocean. And the door is shut. There's no more access to get to those other things anymore. And that is really what we're aiming for in the Christian life. Because it's very, very easy, right? You could put away your cell phone. You could put your cell phone away and you turn it off, and you may even do some other things, but it's still there and it's accessible. So you can still get to it, right? I think we all know what that feels like. And it's like, oh, you know, but let me just go back there a little while. And so you get that feeling like that. But what if you were to like give that cell phone to someone and say, don't give that to me anymore. I don't want you to give that access of that to me anymore. Because I'm too tempted to go on there until 4 in the morning. Right? So we need to acknowledge, yes, Jesus is saying through Paul, Christ has set you free. For freedom he has set you free. And now you have all this freedom around you, and you have all these things, right, that are opened up to you, but those things that were holding you and enslaving you, they're not to come in anymore. So let's do that. Let's practice that. Let's take those things and close that door, lock it, and throw away the key. No more of that. I got many more great things to do that are all with the Spirit of God, and they're all about serving people. And then suddenly you start to see people appearing in front of you, like, who can I serve? Who can I serve? Who can I love? Who's my neighbor? Who can I love? All those kind of things. They're all gone. All those other things that say, me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Sorry, it's the opera singer in me. So you just say, you, 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 you. Her, 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 her. He, 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 he. Not me, 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 me. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want that life anymore. That used to be me, but it's not me anymore. I belong to Jesus. I've been set free by Jesus. Not to do that anymore. I've been set free to do that. Those good things. Those wonderful things for the kingdom. John Ortberg, you guys remember, I was talking about things we've talked about in our classes before. This one came to mind. I don't know if you remember it. John Ortberg wrote a book called All the Places to Go. And it says here, God has placed you an open, placed before you an open door. What will you do? It's a great study. A lot of different people that were given opportunity, they were saved by Jesus, and that other door is shut, and another door opens, and they walk through it. Okay? Let me read you one thing it says here. Open doors in the Bible never exist just for the sake of people offered them. Open doors in the Bible never exist just for the sake of the people offered them. They involve opportunity, but it's the opportunity to bless someone else. An open door may be thrilling to me, but it doesn't exist solely for my benefit. An open door is not solely for my benefit. Okay, we're blessed with this open door, and we get to exercise the gifts that God has given to us to do those things for people, but it's not just for me, it's for the other people, it's for my neighbor, right? It's for those people that God puts into my life. All of a sudden, all this over here is gone, and now I see vast oceans of things that God is going to use my life for. And it's exciting, man, because you start to feel alive inside that you're doing something that is focused on them. And on God. And it's all just here because he was teaching these Galatian people, and we benefit from that verse that Jesus gave to him to write down. For freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom to serve. For freedom to love. Isn't that great? I mean, it's great. Okay. So I would like to ask you to take just a couple of minutes and listen to a voice lesson that I give, and this is the last application, okay? We sing, and we use our bodies as opera singers, and we teach people how to sing. So the first thing that you do when you're about to sing is open your mouth and take a breath. So everybody do that. Hold it. Don't let it out. Do you feel your body involved with that breath? To hold that breath in there, and then you're going to use your body to produce the sound. Okay? And then you're going to make a sound. What kind of sound is it going to be? Anthony, you going to help me? He has such a beautiful tenor voice. Okay, here we go. Everybody help it. Anthony, everybody sing a song, sing a note. Feel good? Okay, so now, if you were going to perform in front of people, you would probably be like, oh, I don't know what I can do. And you think about it, and you're psyching yourself out. And you're. So what we do, and what I did throughout my career, through God, and I'm not kidding about this, is that a gift of God helping me to be able to come to a place where I knew about how to believe in Him and also how to sing. I had this box in front of me. Okay, there's a box in front of me like this. Can you do that? Take a box, put it in front of you like that. Okay? And I stay there within that box. And I have to concentrate. And I need to really take the breath with the understanding that I'm going to calm my body down and take a breath that is going to empower me so that I can support my voice and make a beautiful tone. It's crazy how often you lose that because you're distracted by things. You're distracted by fear. You get nervous. You start thinking, oh, did I forget the song lyrics? Am I going to forget the words? Oh, what can go wrong? What about that passage there? And all these things go in. And God was saying to me in those times, and He was teaching me, stop doing that. Keep this place that I gave you here for you to remain in, and I want you to fix your eyes there. And then I'm going to help you to expand that voice, and you're going to take it in places that you couldn't do unless you follow me. Okay? So now? Yes? One of my students is coming forward.
I was selected to sing a solo in my school concert, but I'm so nervous. I don't think I can do it. Can you please help me?
Of course I can help you. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Okay. Now, what were some of the things that we talked about doing when you were taking voice lessons?
Well, I know you told me a lot, but I just cannot.
All right, well, let me remind you, okay? You have to stand still. You have to calm down. You want to take a deep breath into your diaphragm, and you can feel the area here in your back. And then you're going to keep yourself focused in that box in front of you, right? Do you remember those things?
My mouth and sing. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. I'm going to try to do that.
Very good. Good luck. All right, so we were talking about this together, and I was going to just do this, the voice lesson with all of you, but Lee Chan was saying, you know, actually my students sometimes get into that kind of a thing where they just, all they want to talk about is all the negative stuff. Like all this stuff over here, right? What I was talking about, all these things that you can think of, so they are basically unable to sing at all. And the voice lesson becomes more of a focus on helping them to deal with those issues in their life than singing and making melody to God. And so that was what I really felt that God wanted me to say to you today, that we also get so caught up in those other things that we're not free in Christ as we should be, and standing firm in that belief so that we can sing and we can make beautiful music for the Lord. When you sing, there's different parts of your body involved, right? But when we sing as opera singers, and if we sing songs, then we also have to bring the words across. We also have to interpret the song and sing it in a way that we are, you know, that not everybody sings. And all of those aspects of singing like that, of wanting to do something so that you're completely free to be able to express the things that you really in your heart of hearts want to express, are exactly what Jesus is talking to us about in his word. That he has set us free from all of those things, the bondage to the life that is going to keep us back, and he's going to set us free so that we can truly express who we want to be. I totally believe that. I hope you'll believe that too. And it is impossible without him. You will have some success. You will have a measure of success, and there will be things that you do. But the things that really matter and the things that are truly in your heart of hearts and which you are created for will come through only through Jesus setting you free. And so we're so grateful for God today, helping us today to say that we need him. We need to focus on him. He needs to be that part here in front of us. We need to stay there in him and remain in him, and then take a breath and go, 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 go. He's so great, and the things are measureless of what he can do through a person who gives their life to him. And that's why we follow him, because we know that he is the truth, right? Right? He's the truth that sets us free. He's the truth that sets us free. He's the one that is going to give you the things. It's no disadvantage to be a Christian. No, no, no. If you think that way, you're completely wrong. Hard, suffering, yes, belongs to the Christian life. But doesn't that belong in each part of our lives? But we have the Savior, who is willing to show us what truth and what love really is about. And then he gives us the means through people like Paul, who writes these people, and he pours his heart out to them and says, no, 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 what are you doing? You're going in the wrong direction. You're following the old ways. You're going into the enslavement thing again. You're set free. Stay there. Live in that freedom and express yourself. Give God your life. It's so exciting to be a Christian. It's so exciting to be a child of God. And all the things are there right before us. Just one last word, okay? As I was going through this sermon and really, you know, searching it out and praying and asking God to show me things, and there's so many more. But it occurred to me that all of these things that he is desiring for us are right here in the church. We have praise songs. We have people singing and playing the instruments. We have prayers, people expressing themselves in prayer to God, right? We have a time of communion and coming together in this sacred moment to experience Christ dying for us on the cross and giving his life for us so that we learn from him. We have fellowship groups, times where we come together to enjoy one another, to have fun, to encourage one another with our lives and being there for one another. There are classes that we have as well, and Bible studies, and we have Women of Grace, we have the Men's Fellowship, we have the Youth Fellowship, we have Life Prep classes, all these things. But what we need to look at those as are a means to be free in Christ. To be free in Christ means that we celebrate those things. We celebrate serving one another. It's not just like do something hard. It's doing something gladly, wanting to be with brothers and sisters because we share that in Him. Celebrating life in this way, being the church of Christ, right? Being in a position of duty is an honor and something that gives you a deeper appreciation of God and helping people to come to know Him, to lead them just like Jesus leads us, just like the Holy Spirit guides us, right? Missions, it goes on. We have missions. We have people going out. We support them. We have our own missions. Those are all things that come under this freedom in Christ. And if you look at those as though they're a burden, push that door closed and lock it and throw it away and experience joy. Experience joy of going out into malls around here in Jesus Loves New Jersey. Was not existent 2 or 3 years ago. Now there is Jesus Loves New Jersey going around to Asian markets where we live and reaching people with prayers and with the gospel and letting them know that we are free in Christ and that they can be free in Christ as well. Those are exciting things that we want to keep doing, you know? Just continue to open that door. Right, God, open a door for me here. Where is God going to lead you? What door is going to open in front of you, brothers and sisters? Each one of you, nobody excluded. What door is God going to open for you to walk through and experience what it means to be free in Christ and to share Him with other people? Man. Beautiful stuff. Praise God.